nightmare. I didn't know nightmares could be that scary. I think that's the scariest one I've ever seen. Okay. I have to calm down and stop shaking. Calm down. Why do I still feel so afraid? I'm already awake, so I... It's coming from you, you dummy. Why didn't you tell me before you woke up, too? Oh, gosh, all these feelings coming from you. Hey, calm down. Look at me. You're fine. You're alright. Look. You're right here in your room with me. Your favorite and also very annoyed, very familiar right here in front of you. So it's okay. And if you'll properly roll over onto your back so your chest is level, then I can land on it. Thank you. Yes, we had a really bad nightmare. And by we, I mean you. You're always the one who has those really scary nightmares. Mine are always much less weird and scary. But your dreams are always so crazy that they usually overtake mine. So here we are again, up in the middle of the night. No, I'm not mad. Don't apologize, shush. And you're breathing way too hard. You're gonna make me lose my balance if I fall over. I'm still not awake yet. You just need to relax, okay? So just keep looking at me. I'm too small for you to see my chest moving, so I'm gonna raise my hand, and as I'm taking a breath, I'm gonna raise it to my face, and then lower it to my belly for an exhale, and I want you to follow it and take a breath as it moves, okay? And your breath is smelly, but don't worry about it. Just do what I say because you're still too stressed, and I can sense it, and I don't like it. Okay, so here we go. Watch my hand, and up, and back down, and back up, and back down again. Alright, good. I don't need to ask if you're feeling better, because I can already feel it. Now keep your head where it is. There. Another reminder that I'm here with you. And you're safe. And if you say anything about me just doing that, you'll get a slap in all those places next. Got it, tummy? Don't worry, scaredy cat. I'm just flying over to get a drink of water from your drink over there. It's water, right? Better. I can tell you aren't very thirsty right now, but if you do later, you better get up to drink something, got it? You know how annoyed I get when you're a jerk because you don't take care of yourself. Now pull up the blankets. I'm gonna get back on your chest and lay down. Hurry up. There. Finally. Now pull up the blanket before we both freeze, dummy. There. Thanks, dummy. You're a dummy, you know that? Like, the biggest dummy in the world, and it drives me crazy. Nuts. Insane. And stop your laughing, you jerk. It makes me bounce up and down, and it's annoying. You make an annoying bet a lot of the time, you know that? So, you're just lucky that even though you're a huge dummy, you also make a really warm and comfortable bed the majority of the other times. I can still feel you're a bit on edge, though. Even though you're too much of a dummy to admit it, I can still feel it. And my heart is still beating faster than normal. Or did you forget that our hearts always beat at the same rhythm, so you can't ever hide from me? Even though you already knew that fact like a billion times before now. Well, anyway, your arms are being useless laying there by your side, so bring them up to just hold me, okay? You better not stop holding me like this until morning, got it? Good. Better not forget. Don't expect me to get off your chest for the rest of the night either. And don't roll over either. No squishing, you're very familiar. Did you just say that I'm cute? I'm warning you, dummy. Jerk. You know how I get when you call me stuff like that. So don't you even start. Not tonight. Love me? You jerk. What did I just say? First you call me cute, then you say you love me? Has all that fear from our nightmare gone to your head? Make you even dumber dummy than normal? Whatever, fine. Maybe I like you a lot and love you too. Whatever. Okay? But if you're gonna say stuff like that, then just don't talk at all for the rest of the night. Say anything like that again, and your chest is going to get a smack next too, okay? Got it? Dummy. I was saying dummy and ugh, dummy things. You're finally starting to really relax. Good. I'm just glad because it means we can go back to sleep soon. But don't forget, I'm leaving your chest till morning, so you have to stay on your back all night. So, about that nightmare. Like, I don't know if it's something you have control over or whatever, and like, you know, I don't blame you for it, right? Good. Maybe not as big a dummy as I thought. Do you remember what it was about? I don't need you to write a book or give an hour-long speech or anything, but sometimes talking about it can help. Since I'm already here, I wouldn't care if you wanted to talk about it a little. You really don't remember it, huh? Well, I guess it's sort of lucky for you because I remember all of it. It was really, really scary. Having those things chase after us. And all the scary sounds they made were so real. But, like, I mean, they were chasing us, but even as we were running, we were still together and never lost each other. Like, you held me there right against your shoulder as you ran, and I yelled some real mean stuff at those things while you did. Yeah. Even though it was scary and thought we were going to die, we were still together. We never lost each other, and you never left me alone. Like a mega jerk might have done. So, just remember that, alright? I know you're going to have another scary dream again in the future and drag me into it, but just try not to forget that in that dummy head of yours, it doesn't matter if we're running around this world or dream world. We will always stay together. Got it? Good. As long as you remember that, then I won't mind as much. And, you know, after we did that whole, you know what stuff together, it feels like our connection has changed. Don't ask me how, because I'm not a professor, but I don't know why or how, but everything feels more intense, I guess. So we just have to be more careful now, I guess. Stay closer to each other more than we used to and pay closer attention to our feelings. Also, if we ever have more bad dreams and you wake up feeling like how you did this time, you're gonna call for me right away and not make me get all worried and have to come over on my own, right? Got it? Got it? Good. As long as you do all that, I think we'll be okay. And if I have a bad dream, then I'll do the same. And you better come get me right when I call. You will, right? Okay, good. And, tomorrow morning, depending on how big a dummy I still think you are by then, we might be able to do that thing together again. But don't get your hopes up, or I'll just say no. 'Cause it's not like I like doing that all the time, 'cause it's gross and embarrassing. I'm not a big dirty fiend like you are. It's not like I like doing it all that much. It just feels good. And I know it makes you feel good. Now I'm dropping it. Not talking about it anymore. I'm starting to get really sleepy. I can feel you're getting really sleepy too. I'm glad you finally relaxed again. Hope you finally really remembered that you're... well, you're mine. My human. And as long as you are, you won't be alone. At least not until you become too big a jerk. But... even if you became the biggest jerk in the world, it's not like I'd really leave you anyways, I guess. So just remember what I said, okay? Don't you dare stop holding me close to your chest. And no matter what dream we have, I'll still be there. Biggest, grossest jerk of a dummy, but I'd still maybe love you anyway, and you'd still always be my human, and you know I'd always be your fairy.